Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Free. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Happy day after Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday, I guess. Yeah. I am a little thrown by Steve's news report. This was, you know, I slept in a little bit, came in a little late. We had our show ready to go. It's Black Friday. It was going to be easy and light. And now I am hearing the words of our president to our congressperson and our governor, and I am thrown. So here's the deal. I'm going to take a minute on that. I'm going to take a beat on that. We will get reaction on that commentary. But I don't want to react just with a visceral gut reaction. I want to think about that and have a measured conversation with you about the president's thought on our Minnesota lawmakers. But I will tell you that I was going to start the show with Black Friday. And here's why. You might say that you would do anything for your kids, but I got you beat. I mean, we would take a bullet for our kids, but would you go to the Mall of America on Black Friday for your children? Now, think about that. You'd probably rather take the bullet. I got duped into it. I can't say no. I'm a sucker, and I can't say no. Here's the deal. My girls are flying back from New Jersey. My kids were in New Jersey with their dad for the holiday. Had a great time, but the girls' friends are home, like from college. Maddox is staying out with his boy cousins and doing the whole football thing. The girls' friends, this is Ruby's first time home since she left August 7th to go to University of Georgia. She has not been home until now. So the girls are on different itineraries, and Marley calls me and says, "Mom, I get in a little before your show ends. How about I just wait for you at the airport? You can come get me when your show's over, but Ruby doesn't land till 2 hours later. So instead of driving all the way back home, why don't we just go to the Mall of America and, you know, maybe kill 2 hours and then we can go back and get Ruby. And also, by the way, can you bring the dog? Because I miss her the most." This is the whole text. I immediately was like, I would never do that. And then I thought, it does make sense. I don't want to schlep back. It is after my show. Have I made the wrong choice? Am I crazy, David?
First off, does she know that there's a train that connects the airport and the Mall of America? Why would you go pick her up? That's my first question.
I immediately told her that. I said, I will send you the train schedule. And she goes, This is a person who also doesn't necessarily know how to pack for a few day trip. So there's a full suitcase. She's like, Mom, I've got all my bags. I can't leave my stuff. I have my computer because she was working over the holiday. She's like, to schlep everything on the train. And okay. She was being a princess, but I agreed. I agreed to go to Mall of America. I have been duped into it. Mm. I agreed. Again, I think I might rather take the bullet, but I, you know, if it was in a place that wasn't going to kill me,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah, like a, you know, a bullet to the shin or,
yeah,
you know,
glazing shot to the arm or
to
something.
To the forearm. maybe that. Am I wrong? I really need some sustenance. Have you been to the Mall of America on Black Friday? And please tell me it's not going to be as bad as I think it's going to be.
Well, I think there's two kind of trips that can be. Because first off, it does make a difference. You're not like, this isn't your destination for the day. So you're not like clearing your schedule and going to the mall. It's to kill a couple of hours.
Yeah.
But here's the bigger question. Is this a, we're going to Mall of America and we got 2 hours and there's six things on a list, the doorbusters that we're going to try to go get? Because that's very different than, we got 2 hours to kill. We'll park at the back of the lot. We'll just walk around, get a cup of coffee, experience the holiday cheer, and then go pick up other sister. Like, those are two very different trips, and one is much less stressful than the other.
That's true. The thing is, the kids can get everything they need online. You know, or everything they want online. Someone said, I'm going to spend 2 hours looking for a parking place. Not great. Not great. Jor, I thought on Wednesday you said Adam was back today. Is he back, David?
Adam is filling in for Jason DeRusha today.
You can hear him. Jason DeRusha. Wasn't my turn.
3 to 6 right here on WCC.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. He is back today. 3 to 6. Tune in. It could be both. Like, if I really stand strong and I say, like, let's just go get let's go get lunch. You're probably hungry. Let's go get lunch, that kind of thing. There may be some things. This is a very organized, researched person. She may have organized, the store she wants to go to. You can probably even see if there's a line online. I'm sure MOA has an awesome app for that. And I feel like a weak mom because I just said yes, that I would do it. But I miss them so much. I know they've only been gone for a few days, but I couldn't wait to see her and like start all the holiday stuff. So I said yes immediately, and then I'm like, what am I, insane? That sounds like a crazy thing to do, Jordana.
Yeah. I think your saving grace is that the other daughter flies in 2 hours later. So you have an end time.
Correct.
And you need to tell daughter number one, in order to pick up your sister on time, we will need to be in the car at 1:45, which means you need to be leaving your last store at 1:30 to give us enough time. And there is no wiggle room in that plan. And as long as you can agree to that,
yeah, she's a grown-up.
I think you're fine. You don't want to get like stuck in a line and, oh, this doorbuster, I'll never get it again. And meanwhile, the other sister's at the airport waiting for you.
As long as
you can successfully avoid that, I think you're fine.
Yeah. I also think maybe having my wallet closed tightly on this trip. And if she wants to spend, she can. But that might be the things we do for our kids, like this, I used to take them to like My Little Pony on Ice, and I thought that was a hard thing to do. But, you know, when they were five, but now that they're 22, now they're asking for a lot. Mall of America on Black Friday. I mean, should I not receive them? Should I wait for my Mother of the Year trophy coming in the mail?
Well, I was more thinking, can you use this as a bargaining chip? And you can say, I'm so excited to bring it to Mall of America. By the way, could you make brunch for us all tomorrow morning?
You know what? I love it.
You just trade that favor right in for another one, and you got a nice brunch on the table at 9 tomorrow morning.
Someone on the text line says, daughter number two will be jealous that number one got to go to MOA. You'll have to go back. Oh, my God. You're in their head. Are you 18 years old? You are in their head. That is so true. And someone else says, what if daughter number two wants to go to the mall and continue in the fun? I know. Then I'm really screwed, you guys. I'm Paul Marzahn. Pastor Paul, a good friend of the show and good friend of mine, says, Jor, I have taken my daughter to Mall of America on Black Friday. It's not so bad. Enjoy. There'll be plenty of parking. Just drive through to the roof right away. Okay, so go to the top level right away. Fair enough, Paul. That's great advice. Jor, put on your big go pants and go. What a fantastic adventure. And that, I think, was more what got me, other than waiting for my non-existent Mother of the Year award. I have never been to the mall on Black Friday. That's not part of my tradition. And I absolutely do not judge anybody who does. I get it. The idea of waiting in line when we used to wait in line, and it's bonding. It's time together. It's getting ready for the holidays. If it brings you joy, zero judgment whatsoever. And I've never done it. I've never waited in line at Walmart. I've for the Barbie Dream House. I'm not online for the Labubus or whatever. I'm just not. So I thought, you know what? This will be an adventure. And hey, if Adam is on at 3 to 6, maybe I will call in and be his reporter from the Mall of America, telling him what is happening at the Mall of America. So I know I got duped, but I'm going to make the best of it. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to put my reporter hat on and just look around and take it all in and do my best not to get frustrated. And I promise I will give you the full lowdown of what happened at Mall of America coming up on Monday. Let's take a break. We have a fantastic guest, one of our favorites, Dr. John Abraham, who I can talk to for days and days and days, is going to be in studio hanging out with me on here on Black Friday. So we're going to talk about recycling. We're going to talk about the climate summit. But he said to David earlier, he says this story of the AI bubble is a huge story. I've read a little bit about it. Is the AI bubble going to burst? What does it mean? How does it affect me and you? I feel like AI is a train that we can no longer get off, and it's barreling away. So Dr. John Abraham in studio. He'll take your questions. He'll take mine. He's up next on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I only have 2 daughters and 1 son, but Dr. John Abraham, sitting in studio next to me, has 4 daughters. Could you ever be as dumb as I am and get duped into taking one of or 4 of your daughters to the Mall of America on Black Friday?
Well, there's the honest answer, and then there's the answer I might want to give because you're sitting next to me.
Right?
I don't think so. But it could be fun, right? I mean, there are places to enjoy a glass of wine. You know, maybe walking back and forth with between stores, but standing in lines, dealing with that crowds, that's not. Yeah, mm-hmm. you need a ejection seat for that event. But
right.
It's love. You're showing love.
There you go.
You're doing it.
She wants to. I said yes, and you know she's old, so she's gonna move out. She's you know I figured any bonding moment that I can have, you know, and saying yes, I'm gonna
precious.
Take it.
Those bonding moments are worth their price in gold. Yeah.
Right, and it'll make for a good story later. Whatever happens, that it was nothing or it was lunacy. So I'll keep you guys posted.
Excellent. I can't wait to hear.
Much to discuss with you. Yes, climate, blah blah blah, recycling, blah blah blah, but. You told David this idea of an AI bubble is a very important story. And I'm glad that you mentioned this to him because I've been reading about this. You know, I'm fascinated by AI. I use Google Gemini. I use ChatGPT. I do my best to follow AI accounts because you got to keep up. You know, if you don't keep up, it's you know, evolve or die. And I want to evolve. So I just to the listeners, before we get into this discussion, just a little bit of background on what the AI bubble is. It refers to the concern that artificial intelligence is experiencing like a financial bubble, like a dot-com bubble, where inflation or, excuse me, valuations of companies are inflated because they're an AI company and they're not really going to be profitable long term. We heard about this with the dot-com bubble, and I don't even know the time. Was that the 90s?
That was around late 90s, early 2000. Maybe it might have been 2001, 2002, something
okay.
like that.
We heard about this, but we still have dot-coms. I mean, we still have websites. So just explain to me why you're so wrapped up or why you're so interested in the AI bubble. I want to know, like, is it real? Is it a fad, so to speak? Is it going away? Is it going to burst? And are these companies as valuable? I got lots of questions, but why is this story so important to you, sir?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of similarities to the dot-com bubble.
Yeah,
and
okay.
if you are old enough to remember that, there was a huge financial crisis. There was a lot of money was lost. Money was thrown at any company that had a dot-com in their name, and most of them turned out to be losers. A lot of people got hurt financially.
And the people who got hurt financially, these are like VCs, like venture capitalists, and rich people who were investing, correct?
Well, or people with 401k plans.
Okay.
So it could affect anyone who's got equity, who's got stocks.
Thank you.
And right now, we have something called the Magnificent Seven. These are seven tech companies that are really dominating the S&P 500. I think they're 44% of the S&P 500. So if you put a dollar into the S&P index fund, 8 cents goes to one company, NVIDIA.
Mm.
And so the stock market is heavily influenced by these seven companies.
Okay.
And almost the entire growth of the U.S. economy, as well as the growth in some of these stock markets, is due to seven companies only.
Oh, my gosh.
And
than NVIDIA, do you know?
Yeah, there's NVIDIA, Google, Palantir, Meta, Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet, which is Google's mm-hmm. parent company. And I'm sure listeners are at a computer mm-hmm. right now. Google the NVIDIA stock price. Look at it over the last 5 years. Do the same thing with Palantir over the last 5 years. The growth is crazy. Mm. Now, the question is it valid? Is it warranted? Or are we overbuying into this technology? And no one knows the answer. There are people on both sides who are making big, big bets. There was a movie made called The Big Short.
Yes, of course.
And the guy who called that bubble that was the basis of that movie has put $1 billion bet against AI.
Oh, gosh. That makes me so anxious.
Peter Thiel, who's sort of a right-wing mm-hmm. financier, he is betting against some AI companies as well. So people are starting, some people in the inside are starting to move their money away. Now, are they right? I don't know. I have some ideas. I have some visions of where I think this so-called bubble could go. But it is something a lot of people are watching because it will affect our financial security as individuals as long as you've got money in the stock market. And even if you don't have money in the stock market, if the whole house of cards collapse, there's going to be collateral damage to people, just everyday working people. So it's a big, big, big deal.
What would the house of card collapse look like? Because NVIDIA, I mean, it's a $1 billion valuation, multi-billions of dollars. And these other companies like Meta, they've been around a long time, maybe not NVIDIA so much, but Does NVIDIA not also make chips, or are they just strictly AI?
NVIDIA makes the GPUs that run AI. So they are supplying, okay. And these chips cost $30,000 to $40,000 per.
Okay.
So these aren't the computer chips you use in your desktop computer.
Correct.
NVIDIA right now is supplying chips to all of these AI companies. And interestingly enough, there's a circular financing that's happening that was discovered by Bloomberg about 2 months ago. So let me give you an example.
Yes, please.
NVIDIA invested $100 billion in OpenAI.
Okay.
And OpenAI took $100 billion and bought NVIDIA chips. Okay.
Okay.
So NVIDIA is paying companies to buy chips. Now, why are they doing that? Because it increases their valuation, increases the stock prices. And there is this beautiful Bloomberg infographic that shows a web of all of the money that's going back and forth between these companies. And the question is there any outside money coming in?
Right.
Are they actually earning a profit? Because right now it's circular financing. And that's a real risk that is coming to the forefront as financial people start to look at the books. Now, that said, AI is a transformative technology.
Uh-huh.
And it is incredibly valuable. It's not going to go away. Mm-hmm. But is the investors are making a bet on the future. They're making a bet that in 1 to 2 to 3 years, AI is going to be running big parts of the economy. And if they're right, the investments are totally worth it.
Are they right?
I don't know. I've got some options. I have a number of pathways forward that I think could happen. And in fact, I even brought in notes today.
I really want to hear about this.
First time ever. Okay. I've got the good, the bad, and the ugly.
I want to hear it all. I think we can start. We have 3 minutes before the break.
Okay,
so you want to start with the good?
Let's do one. Okay.
Okay.
This is the best possible scenario. You
okay.
Ready?
I love it.
There's no bubble. This is a transformative mm-hmm. technology that changes everything.
Where 30% of our government is run by AI in the next few years.
It makes us hyper efficient. It lowers costs. It runs large parts of the economy. Now, under this best case scenario, we will have job gains and significant job losses.
I get it.
There are going to be a lot of job losses.
Yes.
But best case scenario, the AI revolutionizes our economy similar to how the internet revolution was a revolution 20 to 30 years ago. That's
okay.
The best case scenario.
Just let me put a pin in that for 1 second. Best case scenario, I like it. The job losses, white collar, blue collar, both?
White collar.
Mostly white collar.
Entry-level white collar job losses. There was a study that came out this week, I think out of MIT, that AI currently can do 11.7% of U.S. jobs. And the number of job openings for entry-level white collar people has fallen 35% in the last 2 years. So this is, you're just graduated out of college. You
Correct.
Want to get your foot on the first rung of that career ladder, mm-hmm. climb that ladder. Those people are going to be are being hit the hardest right now.
Because a lot of their jobs are, well, it's training, but it's also being told what to do, maybe doing some research, you know, assisting, which is you can plug that into Google Gemini and it does it for you.
Exactly. And
okay.
why pay someone $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 a year
benefits.
If you can
mm-hmm.
get it essentially for free and better quality with an AI bot?
And faster. Okay. Sorry, college grads. But yeah, so that, unfortunately, that's our best case scenario, but not for everybody.
That's right.
They'll have to pivot.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Okay. And where you see AI creating jobs, though, like, is it in that vein or is it more of a higher level job that it's creating? Because you said some people are going to lose, some people are going to win. Who's going to lose? The lower level white collar workers. Who's going to win?
The big winners are entrepreneurs, because in the old days, you could start a company and build it, and maybe you'd grow your company to 100, 200, 300 people. Well, now 2, 3, 5 people can create and start and run a $1 billion company. So we're getting what's called wealth accumulation. It's the best time to be an entrepreneur right now
mm-hmm.
because you can use this tool to build a company and not have to pay people to be on salary. So those are going to be the huge winners. The other winners are going to be people who are able to use AI to make themselves more efficient. So I use AI for about 20% of my work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 20% more efficient now than I was 2 years ago.
Okay.
That people like me, especially people with the skills to understand the limits of AI, is AI right? Is it wrong? We've got the older people in our careers. We have an advantage over the younger people because we've got that knowledge
Correct.
From our career. Plus, we're using AI. We are also winners. So people in the 40s, 50s range.
But you use the 20% of your extra time for like free time or maybe some research. It's not like you're making money with the 20% of extra of your time.
No, I'm just getting more done.
You're getting more done.
I can do 20% because I'm 20% more efficient. I can get 20% more work done. And think about it. Let's say that you've got a lawyer who's earning, I mean, in law, AI is huge. You might have a lawyer who's earning $500,000 a year, add 20 to 30%. You're talking $100,000 a year for something that's free.
Yeah,
so
that's pretty great.
Huge efficiency improvements for more senior level white collar people.
Okay. That was the good. That was the good option. There's also the bad and the ugly. How this AI bubble, if it bursts, if it doesn't. Dr. Jonathan Abraham is a climatologist from St. Thomas. Of course, we have him on our show quite a bit. I promise we're going to talk about recycling. Maybe we'll even talk about what to do with our Christmas trees. There's a climate summit happening. But I want to walk through the bad and the ugly when we get back from the break. And if you have a question for Dr. John Abraham, I will open up the text line and I will share, right? You can feel free to ask your question. We'll be right back. We're talking with Dr. John Abraham, climatologist and professor at St. Thomas. And yes, we're going to talk climate summit, recycling, all that stuff. But I asked him specifically about the AI bubble, because this is a passion of his and something he's very interested in, and I'd like his thoughts. And he said the AI bubble, again, that is the AI bubble is the concern that all of these AI companies are overvalued. And that they are also feeding each other money to boost their valuation. And then if part of your 401k gets invested in that, if you're just a regular person like me, not a billionaire that's feeding the beast, but a regular person, and these companies go bust, you and I are going to lose money for our 401ks or our college funds or whatever, that because seven of these companies are in like the top traded companies on the stock market. So I asked him, does he think that it's going to be a bubble, or is AI the real deal? You know, the internet was supposed to be a craze, too. It's still here. So, Dr. John Abraham, you gave us, you said there's three options. There's the good, the bad, and the ugly with the AI bubble. Right before the break, if you miss it, he gave us the good option, that these companies will really become an efficiency source for, like, the U.S. government, for lawyers, for people who work in white-collar businesses, and it will boost all, you know, it will the rising tide will boost all companies, and we will be beneficiaries of that, except for some very low-level white-collar workers that are coming out of college that their skills might need to go somewhere else. But he says for entrepreneurs and other people, this will be a good thing. And that is best-case scenario if the AI bubble doesn't burst. Now, unfortunately, friends, give us the worst-case scenario.
Oh, you want to go right to the worst?
Oh, do you want to do the
I've got
the
others.
Ugly?
I've got intermediate.
Okay, yeah.
So the next group of potential outcomes are not the worst, but definitely not the best. Okay. And in these scenarios, AI is a bubble. And we have a short-term significant market correction because investors realize that they've over-invested.
Mm-hmm.
And in this scenario, what could cause it is one of two things. One, AI becomes commoditized. So right now, you can pay a lot of money to get really good AI in the U.S., but there are free models that you can get. They're almost as good, maybe 6 months behind, and they generally come from China, but they are they're free.
Oh.
So how...
Like, give me an example. What's the...
DeepSeek.
Okay. Yes,
of
course.
A major AI company from China. You can get it. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
So why pay a few thousand dollars a year to run OpenAI or Gemini if you can get it for free?
Mm-hmm.
And if that happens, all of the money invested in these companies is going to be in peril, because what's their value if they're not going to be able to compete?
Correct.
Their margins are going to be so low.
But do you think companies and like the U.S. government would use something like DeepSeek? Wouldn't they use a U.S.-based company?
Well, they would. But so let's take Meta, for example. Meta is coming out with their free model.
Okay.
Okay. So why pay for it if you could get it for free?
Correct.
Now, one of the interesting things that happened about 3 weeks ago is one of OpenAI's, I think the CFO said OpenAI was looking for government securities on investment, that is insurance. So these AI companies are looking for government insurance for investors to put money into data centers.
Hmm.
Now, that's problematic because we could be in a bailout kind of situation.
Oh, God.
Okay. Now, OpenAI tried to walk this back, mm-hmm. but these AI companies are looking for the public to insure their investments. But the other way we could get to this scenario is, and I think this is highly likely, AI moves on device. So you're sitting there with a computer.
Mm-hmm.
I believe within a few years, you're just going to run AI right on your computer. You won't need a data center. In fact,
explain that to me. Why won't I need a data center? Doesn't AI take a lot of resources and needs a center physically?
No. And in fact, NVIDIA has just come out with a personal computer with a GPU that can run an AI model right on your computer. You don't need a data center.
But does it still save all of my searches? And
it'll
obviously
save everything.
It's still
it'll
connected
be better,
to the
and
internet.
It'll be more private. But if everyone can run AI locally, right on their own computer or on their smartphone,
mm-hmm.
why do you need a data center anymore?
Okay.
So if AI becomes commoditized, that means the cost goes down so much because of the free models.
Sure.
Or if you can just run it yourself, you don't need a data center. That really imperils all of these investments in the data center.
Why
do you need them?
Okay. I get it.
Okay. So those scenarios end up with a bubble. There will be a financial pop, but it's good long term because we have free, cheap AI that helps run the economy.
Okay, so the only people that get hurt in that instance are these multi-billion dollar companies and those who invested in them.
Exactly right. And okay. I would call that sort of the, what is it, the three bears, one is hot, two hot, one's too cold, and what's that story, Mama Bear, Papa Bear, and
yeah.
Baby Bear?
Goldilocks, yes.
That's sort of the best case scenario. That's the baby bear scenario where AI, it's a second best case scenario.
Yeah.
AI is cheap and available. Some companies suffer because of the pop, but the rest of us benefit because it's cheap AI.
Right. And those, yeah. They're already billionaires,
exactly.
Those companies. Yeah, they're going to be just fine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want the bad ones?
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Okay, this was not a bad scenario, so I kind of like that one. Okay, go ahead.
The next worst scenario, I only have two more left. The next worst scenario is there's no bubble, and you're wondering, how is this bad? In this next scenario, AI runs large parts of the economy and we have huge job losses. So we have 30, 40, 50, 60% job losses. Now, the CEO of one of the most powerful AI companies said he expects significant job losses, 50%.
I mean, don't we expect that anyway? Because AI can do so much.
It can. That's right. But AI can't take 50% of the jobs. It can make people more efficient. It might take 10% of the jobs, but we're not talking about massive unemployment.
Okay.
But one potential scenario is the AI becomes good enough that we get massive unemployment, and then we have to decide how do we create a society and an economy where some people are unemployable, and how do we collectively create a society where they can thrive as well. That is a pretty bad scenario. So
yes.
AI is very powerful. There's no bubble, but long-term extensive job losses.
And that the job losses per se would be at like higher level deep thinkers, higher level white collar jobs.
Well, in this scenario, it would be much more pervasive than that.
Okay.
It would be
even like fast food?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you go to a lot can be automated even in the non-white collar, blue collar work spheres.
Sure.
So this scenario is AI takes a significant number of jobs, maybe 50% of the jobs of the economy.
Wow.
And that would include white collar and non-white collar.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds like a problem.
It's a big problem. And that's why you may have heard people talking about what's called UBI, Universal Basic Income.
Oh, I'm familiar with UBI. I've been talking about this for years.
Yeah.
There's a pilot program in St. Paul.
If this scenario happens that I just articulated, we would have to go to some kind of UBI system.
This is exactly what UBI predicted, Universal Basic Income advocates or people that have researched this. This is exactly what they said, that eventually, it was at the time, robots or technology would take over these jobs and people and also would be saving the company's money because they don't have to pay humans. And of course, the hope is that it would be put back into society in the form of UBI. But that would definitely take government regulations because you cannot trust these billionaires to put it back into society.
Yeah, I don't know how it would happen,
but
whether it's legislative or whether people just get so fed up because of the job losses, but there would be some kind of catalyst that would have to push our legislature for that. Can I give you the worst scenarios?
Oh, God, I thought that was the worst.
No.
It gets worse?
Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah. So the last scenario is AI fails to deliver. So AI valuation is based on, let's go back 2 to 3 years. No one's talking about AI.
Mm-mm.
Think about how much it's coming 2 to 3 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And people are making bets that that progress is going to continue for another 2, 3, 4, 5 years. I mean, what we're going to see in 5 years is going to be unrecognizable.
Wow.
There's a risk that that doesn't happen. And there's something called the AI ceiling, where there's a limit to how good AI can be. Huh. And all of this investment doesn't work out. And the AI just sort of stays the way it is, which is, it's useful, but it's not transformative. And if that happens, then we will definitely have a bubble. And because the investments won't be justified by the returns that are being brought in.
Right.
And so that's a scenario where AI is not transformative. We invested in it, but it didn't work out. That's a pretty bad scenario.
Yeah. How likely do you think that scenario is?
If you would have asked me a month ago, mm-hmm. I would have said it's reasonably likely, maybe a 30% chance.
Really?
But you said something earlier. You said Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
Gemini, and that's an indicator of...
That's Google's AI.
Yeah. Yeah. I am watching the new AI models, and I want to see, are they continuing to increase? Because it looked like they were reaching a ceiling.
Oh.
But Gemini came out a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and then Claude's new AI came out a couple mm-hmm. weeks ago, and they blew the doors off of performance.
Mm-hmm.
So folks inside this sphere are really looking at the pace of progress,
mm-hmm.
and we're looking, is it petering out?
Mm-hmm.
And so far, it's not petering out.
Well, then talk to me about that. I use Google Gemini, but I use the free version. Okay, and there are limits to what you can do. I mean, they're adding, you can create images, you can, you know, make videos, and which is very dangerous. What are you seeing that I'm not using yet that Gemini and Claude have jumped to the next level? What made it the next level?
The phrase is agentic work. You can now send AI out to do tasks for you. AI can go book a flight for you. It can run a research report for you. It can run a business. So AI is going out and doing tasks, and it might spend 10 minutes. It might spend an hour. Claude can go and work for 30 hours non-managed.
Okay.
So AI can go out and do these tasks for you. And that is that new ability
mm-hmm.
is really transformative. Now, there's still a missing piece for AI that we're waiting to see someone solve, and that's memory. So once AI is formed with memory, so it can remember our last conversation, it can remember who you are, mm-hmm. everything that you've said over the last 3 years, that when that happens, that's going to be really, really transformative, because then it's going to be like a partner that is with you all the time.
Then it's going to have a knowledge base of your company, of trends, because you have been feeding it for all of this time. So then it becomes like the older people in corporations with all of this work knowledge
yep.
that, okay.
So we're waiting very carefully, watching these AI companies to see, are they continuing to improve, and will they develop memory? And will they, we call it continual learning. So we're watching. Now, if you would have asked me 2 months ago, I said, we might be hitting a ceiling, because the progress of each AI model seemed to be plateauing.
Yeah.
But then Gemini and now Claude 4.5 came out last week, and those sort of blew the doors off of everything, and they reignited this "it's real, really happening" conversation.
Wow. Okay. That is fascinating. Somebody asked, and I want to get this question. Did we have a caller, David?
No.
Okay. This question is from a texter. What specialties, this is back to computer science, within computer science will offer the best opportunities for growth and jobs? Asking for a son with a computer science major.
Great question, and I've got an answer.
Hit me, yeah.
In the old days, you were taught to code. Learn how to write code.
Mm-hmm.
That's computer code that allows computers to do things. That's not really the case anymore. Now, computer science people need to be able to manage AI bots that will write the code for them.
Okay.
So you can manage a whole team of AI workers. And they do the work, and then you synthesize it, and you fix me. You might have to fix a few errors, but you are a manager. You're an AI manager. I think that's a much bigger opportunity for new computer science students.
Okay, so that's a good stick with the computer science. Obviously, learn as much as you can about AI.
Exactly.
And go with that, because there's still a need for humanity.
That is true. Now, is there a need for all of the computer science? I mean, if each computer person can manage 10, 20, 100 AI bots, maybe there's not the need for as many AI people. Mm-hmm. But what I tell, and we've talked about this on your show a lot, right now I'm more worried about people who can use AI. They will take your jobs rather than AI taking your job. And I think that's true with computer scientists. If you can use these new tools, you'll become much more efficient.
Yes.
And you will keep that job. The folks who don't know how to use these tools, they are going to be left at the curb.
Also, that's and I would encourage even people that are retired or anybody to play with this stuff. There are free versions of everything. I encouraged my parents who are in their 80s. You know, my dad loves his investments. Go and ask about your investments. You know, my mom had to write a speech for a friend. She's like, I don't know what to say. So she was put in the French about the friendship and everything to write a speech for the woman's birthday, you know, and it is so. And they both said to me, I remember giving them this lesson at their home and they're like, this is so cool. And yeah. I think having an open mind about it, because it's not like some big, scary thing. It could be used to do very menial tasks.
Yeah. So let's say you don't know. I had a space heater that quit working yesterday. I took a photo of the space heater and I asked an AI model to tell me why it wasn't working. And it gave me a list of things to do to get it working again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, take a photo and have it look at the photo. Or I'll give you one more example. Mm-hmm. I know someone who was having some arrhythmia problems with their heart. And this person wore an Apple Watch, got the heart monitor results from the Apple Watch. I uploaded it to AI and it diagnosed the medical problem.
Wow. Stop it.
So AI is really, really powerful, but I think your suggestion is perfect for people who haven't dived into it. Just try it.
Play with it. Yeah.
And if you start out with the free versions, it's easy to do.
Yes.
And I will tell you though that if you go to the higher level versions, the productivity doubles, triples, quadruples. The real professional versions are much, much, much more capable than the free versions, but start free. Just start, try it.
I love it. Dr. John Abraham, we never got to the climate. We never got to recycling, but there'll be plenty of time to talk about that. This was fascinating, and I am so glad we have you as a resource.
It's a pleasure to be on.
Really. Happy Black Friday. We're late for the break. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Free.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Linda's construction time check is 9:54. Time to upgrade your windows with Infinity by Marvin. Installation labor's 50% off through November 30th. By the way, that's only 2 days away from now. So if you want to upgrade those windows, November 30th, boy, it is coming fast. And furious, fast and furious. Some good questions. I'm sorry we didn't get to everything about the AI, to all of your questions. But, you know, this texter says, you know, be afraid of losing a job to people who don't know how to use AI. A great recent example is marketing people who don't know how to use SEO. Social media lost jobs to people who learned those tools. Perfect example. Perfect example of that, SEO. And you have to use SEO words and key phrases and all of that stuff to get to the top of the Google ranking in things that you write. And if you don't use SEO, you're at the bottom. You have to learn how to play the game. I know a friend who was, she's a travel writer, and she used Google most, you know, she wrote a lot for travel and she was at the top of the Google searches. Well, Google changed its algorithm and her things were no longer at the top of the Google page. And she was either losing a lot of business or not getting found or people weren't going to her page. And she was complaining that she was a victim about it. But you gotta, that's their game. If you're making money in the Google storefront, and they change, they remodel the storefront, you then need to remodel if you still want to be featured in the storefront. So I wouldn't worry too much about the computer scientists. You know, they're really smart people. But you have to learn the new tools. You have to learn the SEO of today, which is how to use AI. Do you use it, David?
Yes, not as much as I should, probably. Yeah, okay. But yeah, I use it. I was going to say occasionally. I think it's more like regularly now, but yeah, it feels like you have to.
It feels like everywhere. Have the conversation. And I know that it can be dangerous or kids cheating, you know, but we're past that. I feel like it's here to stay. The bubble might burst, but the technology will still remain, even if it goes no further than it is on this day, which I doubt. You have quick takes next. What's coming up?
I sure do. A little bit of talk about leftovers and... Did you go on a walk after Thanksgiving yesterday? We'll get into that as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.